Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome one and all to More Insights. I'm your host, Angela D, and I thank you for joining us in this new year. Happy New Year, 2022. This platform is an extension of Sister Girl Network, Inc., ordained by God to meet our sister girls and brother men where they are in life and in spirituality. A platform that stands on truth and in truth through the Holy Spirit. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, more insight. This platform here, scripture, is 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. This platform has always been about spiritual growth, understanding the call, and learning to be led by the Holy Spirit to enjoy, understand, and walk in wisdom in our abundant life in spite of, trials and tribulations. That's what this platform always been about. This season, we will stay at the feet of the Father for a deeper revelation of disciplined obedience and faithfulness. We are told not to conform to this world because these words here, discipline, obedience, and faithfulness, words, that's what the world, they does not like these words. But as God's chosen one, this is who we are. This is who we are. So as we allow the Holy Spirit to reveal in this topic, we are no one victims as God's chosen one. If we're at a place in our journey with certain things, we're saying we don't want to keep hearing the same thing over and over. As a child of God, the word of God constantly repeats itself because that is in our hearing. And in our hearing, when we constantly hearing things over and over, it becomes planted. Those are seeds being planted within us. And that's why we constantly reading the word of God. And every time we are reading it, there's new revelation. God allow us to see it deeper. Deeper understanding, deeper. Nothing that God do is on the surface. The Holy Spirit leads us to all truth. See, that's the scripture I'm always saying. And in the season that we are, I say even more. Because I emphasize all truth, because the Holy Spirit leads us to facts versus half-truth, which is lies, spiritual versus religion, intelligence versus smart. God draws us unto himself. Happy New Year, sister girl. We have to grow up and we have to put away childish things. We must know who we are. Know who we are in Christ. We must understand that we know the word of God has been tampered with, but that don't touch the children of God. Jesus talking parables for a reason. He said some, those that don't know ain't going to know. He already told us everybody's not going to get it because they wasn't meant to get it. But as children of God, we know what to keep and what to throw away. We test every spirit to let us acknowledge our Father as we go forth. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we give you all praise and all glory because you are worthy to be praised. Oh, Father, not because of what you have done, but who you are. For you are all things to us. You are our Prince of Peace. You are the first and the last. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. You are the one that sit high and look low. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, you are the one that draws us unto you. Hallelujah. For you chose us, and we thank you. Oh, Father, we ask that you touch our hearts and cleanse them, Lord, and renew a right spirit in them. Oh, Father, forgive us. Forgive us for any sin in word and deed. Hallelujah. Forgive us for anything we have touched, any doors that we have opened. We denounce it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask that you send forth your warning angels in our atmosphere. Hallelujah. In our sin, in our hearing, and in our touching, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Oh, Father, it's about us trusting you for real, for real. It's about us not wavering to and fro in the name of Jesus. It's about us not lining up to what the enemy, the plan, the traps, and the stumbling blocks, and know the trials and tribulations is going to come. But with you, hallelujah, oh, Father, strengthen us and stop us from always trying to control everything. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have your way. Have your way upon us, Father. Have your way, Lord, in us. Have your way in everything we see, touch, or hear in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all praise and all glory. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeeming. I encourage you all to get your pen and paper, to write some things down that might touch you, because I'm going to ask some questions tonight. And some of the questions might even touch you in a way where it will push you to thirst and seek revelation from the Father. You know, in New Year's service, the apostle, she used one word, focus. Focus. And if the Holy Spirit is telling us to focus, that means we're off the path, right? That's why we have to be free from bondage through the Holy Spirit and understanding that this journey is not about all we can get, right? Oh, Lord, bless me. Oh, all of us want blessings. You know, Lord, I need this. I want this. It's not all about that. It's not all about that. It's about us becoming spiritually awakened to know who we are as kingdom, to know who we are as God's chosen people, and to spread the word of God, the gospel, the truth, the living word to all, to show the world a difference. See, we are to not conform to the world. That's not turning our nose up, but this is our life. This is to show them something different. And so we have to get to the point where we have to know that we have to be disciplined, obedient, faithful. We have to know that we should never have a give up spirit, right? We should never give up. You know, sometimes we get tired of certain things, but then it's time to ask the question. We test the spirit. You test your own spirit. Lord, show me the errors of my way. Right? And so when the apostle said focus, it really touched my heart because I always been a focused person as far as I been a person that needed order in my life. Now, I was a raging bull, but I needed order, right, as far as my chaos had to have order, right? Ooh, but God, And so one of the things that was said in service on Sunday, that it was a continuation from the New Year's service, but one of the sisters spoke, one of the prophets spoke, and one of the things she said, it brought back to my memory, our hearing, how we hear. We do. We have selective hearing. Now, the way God created us is so awesome because we can select, even in the midst of noise, we can select what we want to hear. How we don't hear everything. We select what we want to hear. And so we get to the place where we don't want to hear certain things. And we have to understand that God used it, who he chose to use to touch you, right? To give you that trigger. And we, oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. Just got a text. We will give you that. We'll give you that trigger, and so we have to be willing to hear the Holy Spirit. Right? God is always speaking to us. That's why we can't get caught up in how he communicates with us, each one of us. The Word of God. This is going to be one of the scriptures that we're going to rest in. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to take us deeper. And that's John 10. John 10, 27 through 29. For it reads, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither should anyone scratch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to scratch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." And this is Jesus talking. So like I said at the beginning, get your pen and paper. So as I ask these questions, each question, we're going to take the time and we're going to go deep with scripture. And we're going to allow God to bring some deeper revelation. Because it's all going to go to what you believe. We have heard, and some believe and understand, the enemy needs to control your mind. Whoever and whatever control your mind, control your life. Freedom truly comes with understanding. The first question, are you ready to grow ever the more? And I'm talking about spiritual growth. Spiritual growth, growing into the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Growing into understanding who you are and who you are in Christ. Are you ready to grow ever the more? Second question. Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well? Next question. Do you believe God chose you or you chose God? Do you believe God chose you or you chose God? Do you believe you were foreknown, chosen, and predestined? Do you believe you were foreknown, chosen, and predestined. Next question. Do you look at the tragedy, trials, and tribulations in your life as a rejection by God? Oh, I'm telling you, you all know that our base scripture for more insight, this platform is 1 Colossians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So I will repeat that question. Do you look at tragedy, trials, and tribulations in your life as a rejection by God? Next question. We have a will. That's part of our soul. Our soul is our will, our mind, and our emotion. So we have a will, but is it free? And those that are connected to Sister Girl Network, Inc., and More Insight, you all know I always say, free will. Okay, you keep yelling, I got a free will. So my question, do we have a free will? I mean, we have a free will, but is it free? Next question. Last question. Have you answered the call or is drawn? And when I say drawn, I'm talking about drag or pull by the noise. Question. Have you answered the call or is drawn, drag or pull by the noise? All these questions, and for as long as it takes, because I'm a stickler to this, right? I know we all have selective hearing, and we hear what we want to hear. And personally, I don't get caught up in that, right, as far as worrying about it, because I know it's the Holy Spirit that draws each one of us. And it don't matter who's talking, it would be the Holy Spirit that draws you. But I am adamant about staying right where the Holy Spirit has us, not rushing to move on. Because sometimes it takes us willing to stand still in our standing still, thirsting and hungering. In our thirsting and hungering, seeking with a pure heart to receive all that we need at that time in that season, or to strengthen us for what to come. And so all these questions are connected to our topic. We are no one victim as God's chosen one. Who draws you? Who draws you? Who draws you and your attention? This is More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. I invite one and all to join us by dialing in at 213-943-3551, or you can link in through blogtalkradio.com/More Insight. When we are free from the religious spirit and truly awakened spiritually, it tugs at us. It's a struggle with it. Why? Because it goes against everything that we thought we knew. When we look at the words discipline, obedience, faithfulness, I'm talking about unto the Holy Spirit, not man. I'm talking about that is how God created you. He created you. He created you with that. That's part of you. That's why some of us, you know, some of us, chaos don't bother us. We feel like that's our normal life, but not as a child of God, because you have the power and authority to demand your atmosphere to be still. You have a power and authority to go against any spirit that you are contending with, but you have to become spiritually awake and grow spiritually into God's grace and knowledge to recognize the spirit that is in front of you. When scripture tells us that we do not war against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness and darkness of this world. Stop looking at the entertainment and thinking that this stuff is just something that they making up. See, the entertainment is part of the world. Satan is their father, for Satan is this world. They know who their allegiance are too. And so when they for the world to show the spiritual part of our life in such a way, and for us as God's chosen ones to be so sleep or to be so bound up in religion that we deny spiritual things, oh, it's sad. We kingdom. So let's go to our first question. Now, I'm not going to do the first one, the one I said, are you ready to grow other the more? I ain't going to touch that one yet. We're going to go to this one right here. Do you want to be made well? Every one of us, including me, can share a book or two about how things we have endured in our life. Rebel was being rejected, rebel was being abused, rebel was being victimized and raped, and the list can go on. We have had tragedies. We have had trials and tribulations. And so our mindset must change in those trials and tribulations, in those tragedies. In John 5:6, Jesus say this, right? When Jesus saw him laying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, Jesus seen that the librarian, he was sick. He already been in a bad condition. And as Jesus looked at him, Jesus can tell that he had been in that state a long time. So Jesus said to him, this is what Jesus said. He says, do you want to be made well? See, in our pain and hurt, in dealing with rejection, in dealing with failure, in dealing with abuse, in dealing with disappointment, all those things that we can go down a list and see them as tragedies and trials and tribulations. They are coming at you through the enemy. See, the biggest thing Satan wants us to operate in is being a victim. Because, see, when you think about a victim mindset, see, poor me, look what they done to me. You stay there, right? And as you stay there, that victim mindset becomes so big that everybody hears your story. They did this, they did that. So you got to look at the spirits that did that. Call evil, evil. Hateful, hateful. Deceit, deceitful. Those are the spirits you war against. Not the flesh and blood, but the spirit on them. You war against that, right? You don't allow they act to keep you stuck with them, because that's why that spirit did what it did. See, that's why that spirit abused, because it wanted to kill, steal, and destroy the soul that was in front of it. That's why that spirit rejected you, because it wanted to kill, steal, and destroy the soul in front of you. And so Jesus telling this man, Do you want to be well? Because, see, it don't matter what the enemy meant for evil. God can turn it around for good, but you must believe it. You must operate in it. It ain't saying that it's not going to hurt. That's just like when we talk about forgiveness. God created our mind that we would never forget things that happened in the past, things that people did to us, those spirits that truly came to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, no. It's not about you forgetting that. Your mind is not created like that. You have a subconscious mind that suppresses things. Why did God create that? Because let's be truthful. Some of us, including me, if God would have allowed those different tragedies and trials and tribulations that came in our lives not to be suppressed in a way, they would have wiped us out. We wouldn't even be here now. And so forgiveness is not about you. I'll forgive, but I ain't going to forget you. Of course you're not. But the forgiveness is for you. Because even though you would never forget that act, that spirit of hatred that came to steal and destroy you, that spirit of rejection, that lying and deceitful spirit that came to kill and steal and destroy you, oh, you won't never forget. But you will be made free. You will be made free through the Holy Spirit. You will be made well, even though you will remember it a year from then, 2 years from then, it will not affect you in the same way. So what? So now that spirit, see, it has no power over you. Them spirits, they learn how to push your button. Or they get a kick out of it. It's on you. It's on you to say, yes, Lord, I want to be made well. We have to want all that God promised us. But we must believe who we are. See, we must believe that we were chosen. See, we're not believing that to walk in arrogance or pride. We believe in that to be made free. So do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well? Next question. Do you believe God chose you or you chose God? God chose you. You were foreknown, chosen and predestined. See, we're born again in the spirit. That's our spirit man reconnecting to the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit, see, when we reconnect to the Holy Spirit recognizes that we are children of God by our spirit. The word of God tells us in John 6:44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day. See, your intuition is connected to the Holy Spirit. Oh, you know, some people we all can be smart, right? But see, the Holy Spirit give us this sense of praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I have to give me a minute. I could see that was the noise. Okay. So the Holy Spirit is connected to your intuition, right? And you know, sometimes things come to you, right? Then when I was in the world, I would call it my little voice. right? Oh, because you are foreknowing, chosen, and predestined. I'm trying to tell you, the Holy Spirit is constantly speaking to you because you was chosen. Right? And sometimes we want to do what we want to do, and then we figure, okay, well, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to put God on the shelf today, and I'm just going to do. See, our life is not a chore. It's to protect us. It's to guide us. It's to give us abundance life. Because of who you are, the trials and tribulations that's coming, that have came your way and still trying to kill, steal, and destroy you, you need the Holy Spirit to sustain. Our last topic for 21 was how do we endure in faith and in truth. And the subtopic to that was resting in the presence. See, sometimes we have to learn how to just rest where we're at. And as we rest, we're still praying, right? We're still praying, and sometimes we have to fast and pray. Oh, we should always be watching and praying. But we must learn how to rest and allow the Holy Spirit to truly speak to us and reveal some things with us and show us certain things. So do you believe God chose you or you chose God? You know, Proverbs 16 talks about the heart of a man. And we must understand that it will always go to our heart. The word of God said the heart is deceitful. And so we need our hearts to be cleansed, but we also have to walk in truth about everything. As we grow spiritually, we know how to bring that truth forth in love, not to crush a spirit ever the more, right? Because everyone will be judged for their actions, right? See, I can't, because you come at me in a hateful way, I'm a war against you and all, but it's not for me to do no tit for tat, right? Because now I'm acting like you, evil just like you, hateful just like you, angry just like you. Isn't that a lot of energy, though? Think about it. As a new creature, when you think about your journey and the different things that push your buttons and the way people was able to control your emotions so much that you up one time, down for a second, get a few minutes of rest, then you up again. Look at all that energy. Look at all that power you have given those spirits to control and steal your abundance life. See, God said we can have an abundance of life right here and right now. But what do you consider abundance life? So the question is, do you believe God chose you or you chose God? And that's one question we will go deeper with. We will go deep. May that question... Praise the Lord. We have someone want to say something?
Yes, Sister Girl.
All right.
Sister Linda. This is Linda.
Hey, Sister Girl.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Sister Girl? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too, as well. All is well. My daughter's household has been touched with COVID, but all is well. I'm claiming total healing. And
in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Power, life and death is in our tongue. We have the ability to speak to a thing and go and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're talking on tonight about not being a victim, and it's whoever you yield your members to, and you yield your members by what you think on. Mm-hmm. The battle is over the mind. You get the mind, you can get the body to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
If it can cause you to doubt whether or not you've been called and chosen. He can divide you and then he can conquer you because you can't stand. He says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So it's like a house of cards or dominoes. When you hit one, the whole thing begins to fall down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, nobody can do to you except what you allow. And the way that that happens is that everybody has to study to show themselves approved unto God. You got to find out who you are. And it's always a contingency. It's always if. When the Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Satan said if. So that was a place of divide and conquer. If if thou be the son of a man, do this. You know, it is written, you know, written again, all that kind of stuff to cause you to doubt who you are. So the first thing we need to know is what you asked us, do we believe we've been chosen? And that's contingency upon every human being. You have to make a choice for themselves, have to believe whether or not the scriptures are real. And I've found that even in the church, in the ecclesia, our faith is tested and we say a lot of things. And we are, as people, as leaders, are leading and don't believe what they're saying, what they're reading. And then when their house get tested, you get to see a true nature of the stuff that come out. Yes, we're all rough. Mm-hmm. Jesus showed us that. Jesus was all God and all man. He was Son of God and Son of man. He came to show us the same thing, that that's what we are, because we were created in his image and not his likeness. If God is spirit. So our first identity is spirit. And he came to show us the same thing. But Jesus in his humanness, on the cross, he asked the Father, why have you forsaken me? Because it felt like God had left him, because he had forgotten for a moment that that was his purpose of what he came for.
Right.
He could no longer feel his Father's presence. And so we too, as we're going through these journeys in the flesh, you know, sometimes get weak because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. The spirit know the truth. And the flesh and the spirit have to learn to walk together. And the flesh, the spirit, and the soul must learn to come together, because a three-strand cord is not easily broken. So we have to pull ourselves back together in the fullness of who we are in God and who God is in us, in order not to be a victim. Because if we don't, then if we are a victim. You know, we're a victim of COVID. We're a victim of all the things that are happening here in this earth realm, because this earth hasn't found out that it's a fallen world, but it's been redeemed. And it doesn't have to stay here. It just needs to make a choice and a decision. And he gave man the dominion to take care of this place and to subdue it. And so the whole responsibility falls on us, man. So the earth that covers the darkness that cover the earth is because of man, not knowing who he is. And then when man don't know who he is, he mess up the land. The next thing to come is the gross darkness cover the people. Lack of understanding and lack of knowledge. Because God has said that the spirit wouldn't strive with man always, and man's mind was continually evil. But he has redeemed us. The curses have been broken. We have access, direct access. We have direct access to find out our intimacy with the Father on an individual basis. And then when we come together in the corporateness, we come together for fellowship. The Bible says you have a place with the Holy Spirit that's with you and teach you. You have no need that any man should teach you. So really what it be is we all come together and we just be fellowshipping. And then the gifts and all those things that he gave the churches is so that the people will grow up. And all you're saying to us is, let's grow up. Yeah, I'm teaching, I'm bringing what God has given me, the topics and the things, because we really need to grow up. And a lot of people won't grow up because they're still waiting on somebody else to do the work, so they can blame somebody else instead of taking accountability and responsibility for themselves. It's tight, but it's right. It's the truth. We don't have to receive it or believe it, but it will manifest itself. You know, we don't have to argue over it. We don't have to fight over it. It is going to perform itself. The thoughts that we think are going to perform themselves. The things that we are thinking on, they are manifesting themselves every day. Every day. And the things that we see, they're not hidden. And it's not hocus pocus.
Right.
It's just a place of observation, watching what's in our hearts when it has not been regenerated. And then we can see who really got the hold of the mind and who the victim, why we're still victims. Because the word tells us in Romans that all things working together for our good, and nothing was made that wasn't made by God. Sister Gwen, I had to tell a person the other day, they were talking, and I had to tell them, I don't deal with the demons, the imps, the witchcraft, the warlocks. I said, I don't want to hear all that. And I said, no disrespect to anybody. I said, because I believe nothing was made that wasn't made by God. I said, so my job is to go straight to the one. And then this is the way I said it. No pun intended, but God knows just what I said, so I can't hide it. I said, I'm going to the H-E-N-I-C. I'm going to God, the one who made everything. And then that's the one who can give me the answers. I don't need to go through the other stuff. God, what are you doing right here? What are you doing? What are we doing? And why am I here? And what do you want me to do? I don't need to rehearse the situation and the things that are there. I just need to talk to the Father. because he's the one orchestrating it. He's predestined and preordained it. So that's who I need to talk to. I don't need to ward him except he tell me to. He said, I only do what I see my Father do. So I just want to be intimate with our Father, so much so that I'm so sensitive to him that he and I are one. So that no matter what's going on, I don't address it, I address him. Father, this is yours. Mm-hmm. Nothing, he's working the will to do of his good pleasure. I believe it. I receive it. And so therefore, I need to talk to the one that's in charge. God, what are we doing right here? What are we going to do? How you want me to do this? What's your instructions right here? And so that to me is how we're not a victim.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. I'm a piggyback off of this, sister girl, what you just said. We are told to test every spirit. That's including ours. I think people don't realize that. So when you say you go directly to the Father, that's what you're doing. You're testing your spirit. You ask God, what should I do? See, that's what I say. Our intimacy with God is not about, Lord, give me a blessing today. It's about you see what's going on in your life. This is how you don't be a victim because, see, when things come at us, it affects our mindset first and then rests on our heart. And so when we're going through things, we have to be willing to ask God, Lord, what should I do? What's the next move? You know, it's like knowing that God feel all and know all. And in order for you to not be stuck in any tragedies or any trials and tribulation, because the word of God tells us to expect these things anyway. You know, I know sometimes we want to run around and we want everybody to like us and be our best ace boom coon. But Jesus said they will hate you for my name's sake. And so we can't be all caught up in thinking that because we are children of God, the holy people, that people going to be rolling out red carpets for us. And so it goes back to, it always going to go back to our relationship with God because, see, us thinking that it is on someone else. We have each other to strengthen, as you say, sister girl, the fellowship, but to strengthen one another, to pray for one another, to encourage one another. But you have an individual part in it. And that's where we have to understand. Yes, that's this platform has always been about us understanding that we must grow up. We must be growing. And it's a constant thing. Goes back to what you said, sister girl. Whenever tragedy do hit, now you just said the whole house got COVID. Plead the blood of Jesus over there. Okay, we got COVID, God. We pray, do what we have to do, but we trust that we will come out white as snow. We trust that what was meant to harm, God would turn to good. That's the life we walk. Now, if it sounds simple to you as I'm saying it, or you saying to yourself it ain't that simple, no. Because, see, because we got to get moved out the way. Right? Or our hang up, or our beliefs, and our will of wanting to do what we want to do and always want to control things and have this vision, this pre-vision in our head of how our life supposed to be this way and our plans, how we plan it. You know, I always laugh even when I say what I'm not going to do or when I'm going to do it, I giggle to myself because I already know, you know, God would turn around and make you look like a liar because this is what is his will. It's his that's will right. over our life. See, that's where we got to get to the point to understand when we're firm in who we are. See, you do. You have to get so intimate with the Father to truly know who you are and who you are in Christ, because so much has to get pulled off of you. Oh, it would go against everything you thought you knew, for real, for real. But that's the freedom. That's the freedom. Those the Son set free, make free, are free indeed. You become free. So just like the sister girl was just saying, when someone was coming to her and they was talking about witchcraft and all that, and she was firm. Why? She said, why? Because this is how she operates. She's firm. I'm going to my daddy. I don't want to hear all that. I can remember an incident with me when the body of Christ, some members, Five-Fold Ministry, they was trying to push, this was some years ago, they was trying to push me at that time. They was like, you going to be a minister. But see, I knew where I was at with God. I had one toe in and one toe out. I had my shoes tied up so I could run at any time. See, I knew I wasn't playing in church. I was being truthful about where I was at. I knew I could not, I feared God even then. And so I was like, nah. Now, even though... I always laugh at this story, even though I'm not giving y'all all of them, I'm giving you the gist of it. Even though these was men and women, that's how I perceive them, as men and women of God. And I heard what they were saying. But I stood firm in saying that the Holy Spirit himself must show me that, must let me know that this is the way to go. I'm not there yet. But see, years later, as God was showing me things, I was thanking God for saving me. Because little did I know it was the Holy Spirit keeping me from jumping in that that pit for real. Because later on, as it was shown that everybody and their mom and anybody they could, they was making that because it was all about having a five-fold ministry in this church. And so it wasn't even about where you was at spiritually or if they seen it in you. It was just the fact that they was doing it for appearance, but God. So we have to become firm in our journey, grounded in our relationship with the Father. Even when we think about this question, do you look at the tragedies and the trials and tribulation in your life as a rejection by God? Time with the Holy Spirit in the Word of God through prayer, fasting. It gives us so much understanding. The Word of God tells us that a carnal mindset is the enemy of the Lord. And so spiritually, we have to be awakened spiritually to understand spiritual things. And so John 16:33 tells us, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Take heart. I have overcome the world. We have to understand spiritual things, to understand certain things happening in our life. It's not always what we're doing. It's not always what we're touching. It's certain things coming our way that are traps and stumbling blocks coming our way. That's why the Word of God, we have been given instructions. See, I look at the Word of God, the book, the Holy Bible, I look at that as, for me personally, that's a spiritual imperative. See, because I know whose book that, I know that what that book is, right? The instructions that we have is to better your life, to give you abundance life right here and right now. And so the Word of God give us instructions, it give us principles, it give us standards, it give us prophecy. It gives us things that we would know beforehand before it comes. It goes back into, what do you believe? And so when the Word of God tells us to be anxious for nothing, to pray over everything, with prayer and supplication, making your request known unto the Father. When we look at different things coming our way, the first person that goes on The chopping block is God. Most people, when things happen in their lives, they automatically look at God, let this happen, or God did this to it. So it, you know, but we got to look at the truth. That we got a father of this world. The word of God tells us that. See, that's part of our life too, because in our learning, in the Holy Spirit leading us to all truth, it leads us to spiritual things. Because as you say, sister girl, because that's our power and authority here on this earth. We're spiritual beings first. The spirit realm affects the earthly realm. The earthly realm. James tells us, James 1, 2 through 4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Some things we had to go through. You know, sometimes when I'm dealing with certain things in my life, it's not pretty that, you know, I feel like I'm suffering or, you know, it's turmoil. I do ask the sisters say, I start asking God, okay, Lord, what should I do? Or even if I have to endure it, I see it going on. I know I got to do some fasting. You know I got to get some prayer. I know I got to become still, you know, not trying to move or touch anything, just to become still. That's why God gave us the end of 2021, rest in the present. That's our biggest downfall, is that we allow ourselves to become busy for the sake of being busy. We say, oh, I pray about it. God ain't answered me yet. How you know? He 9 out of 10, God done gave you an answer, but it just wasn't the way you wanted. See, that's the biggest thing, is that we have to understand, is that if God knows more than us. If by our effort, we touch things, we move before we shouldn't, we say certain things. God warned us. He warned us through visions rather through dreams or daytime visions. You know, some depends on where you are spiritually. You have day visions. You wide awake. He warned us to do a note, to something we read, and the Holy Spirit would speak to us. That is the plan for you to put God on a chopping block and be blinded by what's really going on. There is a war going on, a spiritual war. Even now, when the sister girl said divine and conquer, that's what's going on with this COVID and this vaccine stuff, a divide and conquer. That's war strategy. That's war strategy. When we look at patience in James, when James talking about patience resting in that presence, patience as God turned, which was meant, you know, that hurt, that pain or whatever came, which was meant to still endure. We are patient in that, right? Just go back to the sister girl. Got to touch back on that. She said the whole house got covered, but we praying about, we ain't worrying about God. Got to plead the blood. We doing what we have to do, right? Impatience. Having the patience while God turned what was meant to kill, steal, and destroy into good for who? For his glory. That's how we count it all joy when we fall into various trials and tribulations. Understanding what the word is telling us, that this is testing our faith. This is testing our faith. So it don't matter who was sent your way to put up that trap or that stumbling block. It don't matter. Your part is to count it all joy when you fall into those various trials, because you know that's the testing of your faith. And in testing your faith, you become stronger, trusting God more and more. Your patience gets stronger so you can endure even more, persevere to the end. And then when verse 4 tells us, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Lacking nothing. See, it's not about that we won't endure these things. Not endure, but face them, have to deal with them. It's not about that we fall short or we struggle. But see, when we have an understanding of who we are in Christ, we don't stay stuck or hindered. See, we get shaken. We get shaken. Stuff come out the woodwork. Because as we grow into God's grace and knowledge, things shift in the atmosphere as far as us concerning us. And so sometimes things come at us three or four times, stronger than they ever did before. So it can shake us, catch us off guard. But because of who we are, because we know that we are nobody's victim, because we know who God is and who we are in God, because we understand this life, this journey, we know the facts, the truth for real, because of the Holy Spirit leading us to it, we don't stay there. Stay there. Our faith is from the Father. And as it is being tested, it becomes stronger in Him. And it goes and flows to every area in our lives, because we cannot have faith just in our finances, but not in our health. We can't just have faith in our health and not in our relationship. We cannot have faith in just one area of our life. As our faith grows and gets stronger, God constantly testing it to build it. Think of the word kingdom. When you're part of a kingdom, we have to become stronger in the things of God. There has to be a point in our life where we want to put away childish things. Sometimes we become content in the wrong thing. Do you look at tragedy, trials, and tribulations in your life as a rejection by God? How God used each one of us for His glory. That's His will. But see, I know what I tell you, I know for a fact. God freed you from the people. That means He ground you in your emotions. Your emotions ain't all over the place. Your will is His will. See, that's that. Because, see, when we're dealing with certain different people in our journey, we have to be firm in who we are and who we are in Christ. We have to be firm, because people will sway you to go left. They will hinder you in your journey, and you got to know who you are for real, for real. You got to know who you are. And so in 2022, you must decide. Are you ready to grow? See, we're constantly growing. We're going to be growing to God bring heaven right here on earth. For 2 weeks go beforehand, we're going to be growing. constantly moving, new revelation, deeper revelation, moving us. God always moving us. That's why change is part of our lives. See, sometimes we get stuck on one thing and we don't want to move, and God is nudging us saying, okay, change here. I need you to go this way right here, right now. It might could be because he intervening for you to be in a certain position for someone else or just for you. And so we have to decide. As Jesus asked, he said, do you want to be made well? We all see everything that's going on around us. To the point the atmosphere is so different. Oh, yeah, you see that same tree outside your door. You go down the same street every day. But there is a shift in that atmosphere. I'm here to tell you. There's a shift in the atmosphere. And so it's time to decide. And let me just say this before we get off this call. Discipline, obedience, and faithfulness. These three things are what truly strengthen us in our journey, in our relationship with the Father, in love for the Father, ourselves, and our neighbors. It strengthens us. See, we have restraint and direction with agreement and compliance to God's will, in an attachment and alignment to trust his will. We must grow in such a way where we say, Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done in our life. That's our growth. That's where we have to get to. Lord, let your will be done in our life. So when we look at discipline, synonyms for discipline. Direction, authority, restraint. Antonyms, confusion, disorder, chaos, neglect. I can remember one of my teachers telling me this some years ago, and it stuck with me. She said, if you really want to know what a word means, learn the opposite. So that's why I give the opposite. I give the antonym. Why? Because when you hear the opposite, it makes you think. So discipline, synonym, direction, authority, restraint. Antonym, confusion, disorder, chaos, neglect. Okay, let's look at obedience. Synonyms for obedience. Agreement, compliance, reference. Antonym, disregard, mischief, disagreement, fight. Synonym. For obedience, agreement, reference, compliance. Antonym, disagreement, disregard, mischief, fight. See that? Let's look at faithfulness. Synonyms, attachment, adhesive. Antonym, dishonesty. Disregard, false, these three are part of our makeup that will govern every area of our lives. I don't care what the world say about these words. This is our makeup. Because when we become disciplined, obedient, and faithfulness, and to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, because we believe that we were chosen for knowing and predestined, so we thirst and hunger after his righteousness to be what? Spiritually awakened, broken from religious spirit. Just touch every area of our lives. We become disciplined, obedient, faithfulness in every area of our lives, over our health, over our relationship, over our finances, over our relationship with the Father. We have to get to the point to understand the call. See, you start feeling something stirring up in you. A tugging going on. Because you was already chosen, foreknowing. Got to understand that. And see, that's why you have to go through the process of and the thirst and the hunger to be made free from the broken chains, because that religious spirit bounds us from the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We are no one victim as God's chosen one. I'm going to leave you with this scripture right here. Philippians 2:12-13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. God chose you. I know we think we chose him, but he chose you first. He chose you first. He chose you first. Well, this is More Insight, and this end our call tonight. Happy New Year, sister girls and brother men. I thank God for each and every one of you. And my prayer for you in this season, in this year, is that God shield and protect you from everything you see, hear, and touch. I bind up distractions and hindrance over your life. I speak healing to you. I decree and declare good health. Ask God that he touch each and every one of our hearts and cleanse it and renew a right spirit in us, to strengthen us for what's to come. And may the blood of our Heavenly Father rest upon your home, upon your children's children, and everyone connected to you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister girls and brother men. Be encouraged. Good night. Thank you for joining us.